The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned to you last week, I'm always grateful when we've somehow gotten past April Fool's Day on the program, because it's probably the most difficult day for me. Even we didn't have any problems, but it's always one of those ones I kind of cringe about a little bit, because if somebody calls up and it's actually an April Fool's thing, and I don't understand it's an April Fool's thing, then I look kind of stupid. And if I assume it's an April Fool's thing and it's not, then I look callous. So, you know, there's no matter how you look at it, it's not my favorite day to be on the air. But we did fine, and so that was good. And I appreciate you guys sort of resisting the temptation. Every once in a while, one of the stations I'm at says, one of the guys says, "Why don't we switch shows on April Fool's Day?" And I say, "I know. You know, the only that this program really counts on people trusting that I'm not going to goof on them and that I'm going to take them seriously. And I count on being able to, you know, I would say 99.83.62% of the time being able to count on the fact that even if you don't lead with the significance of your question, that you're calling with a significant question, it just may take a little bit of time for both of us to sort through it. So there you go. Today is National Walk Around Things Day, which is much better than smashing into things as far as I'm concerned. Not a good idea. It's National School Librarian Day, which is getting to be a lost art. There are libraries. I was just reading kind of one of my stupid novels that was talking about the burning of the library at Alexandria, which is truly one of the tragic events of our world, because the idea, it was the repository of huge amounts of information, including supposedly original stuff by Aristotle and Sophocles, and it was burned because they decided at some point that it was heretics. It was heretical, I guess would be the word, wouldn't it? The adverb, the adjective. So, although there's some rumors that some of the stuff was actually secreted away. So, but a huge amount of information about people who came before us, which is completely lost. So, but we've got the internet now. The problem with the internet is if the library at Alexandria was the repository of real stuff and was completely lost, the internet is a repository of all kinds of stuff. Some that's serious, some that's made up, and the problem is you have to be able to sort through it. I just saw The Crucible over the weekend, which I'll review for you on Wednesday, and that's kind of the one of the theories of The Crucible, or one of the themes, is that if enough people believe a lie and repeat it, that it becomes credible even when it's not. So it seemed very apropos to things that are going on in our world today. Things that were going on in our world a while ago on this very day. In 1147 is the first historical record of Moscow. That's an old city. In 1768, the first modern circus occurred in London, Philip Astley. We should do a thing about circuses. Do you like circuses, Manny? A lot of people don't.
I haven't been in a while.
Well, a lot of people don't like clowns, which are certainly part of the modern circus. And there are more and more circuses. One of the things that we talked about months ago on the air was that SeaWorld is not going to get whales anymore. They decided that that's inappropriate. And that they're not using elephants. Brendan and Bailey is not using elephants anymore. The idea is that you're taking these wonderful animals and trying to domesticate something that probably shouldn't be domesticated and put it in a very small enclosure of animals that are used to roaming. And for those of us who are a little claustrophobic, we get it. So that the modern circus, for example, the Big Apple Circus, only uses horses and rescued dogs. I don't think they use cats. I think they had a porcupine at one point. But animals, they don't have any elephants. They don't have any tigers. They have basically animals that have been domesticated for millions of years, or at least a long time. And they're almost all rescue animals. And there's Cirque du Soleil that doesn't use any animals at all. So the when they say the first modern circus, circuses keep getting updated. I guess people like seeing, we like having things that we don't know how to do, and sort of mystical things, things that are beyond our everyday. In 1812, James Madison enacted a 90-day embargo on trade with the UK. The War of 1812. On this day in 1818, the United States Congress adopted the flag of the United States with 13 red and white stripes and one star for each state. Do you know, without looking, Manny, do you know how many states there were in 1818? Or did you peek?
I'm going to guess somewhere around 18 or 19.
Very good. It was 20. Okay. Very good guess. Very good guess. All right. Here's my next guess for you. In 1841, William Henry Harrison, which was the ninth president of the United States, died of pneumonia. He was the first president of the United States to die in office. He also had two other records. One was he was the last British citizen to be president. But do you know how long his administration was?
I want to say it was, I think I actually remember knowing this a long time ago when I was a kid. I think it was like, what was it, like 87 days or something like that?
32.
Okay.
Yeah, lasted a little over a month. Briefest administration. It was also up until Reagan, the oldest president who'd ever taken office, when he took office.
Okay.
So he had a whole bunch of firsts, none of which probably covered him with glory. It also turned out that his grandson was the 23rd president.
Hmm.
So there you go. In 1850, Los Angeles was incorporated as a city. So that's what, only 703 years after Moscow. It gives you some kind of perspective there, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
In 1865, a day after the Union forces captured Richmond, Abraham Lincoln visited the Confederate capital. He really, he had a tough job. You know, the movie Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis, if you haven't seen it, it's really worth seeing. First of all, Daniel Day-Lewis was fantastic, and he won an Oscar for it and really should have. But it's a fascinating look. Tommy Lee Jones is also in it, of what Lincoln was really trying to accomplish, which is he knew if the Union won the war and that the South would be devastated and that they would never pass the Emancipation Proclamation. So he was trying to get the Emancipation Proclamation through Congress while the war was still going on, because he knew once the war was over, it wouldn't happen. So, and he realized that every day that the war went on meant more Americans were dying, because obviously Americans were both sides of the conflict. So it was this horrible kind of balancing act that he pulled off relatively successfully. It was awake nights. It was clearly an awful kind of choice to make. It's a really good movie. Did you ever see Lincoln, the movie Lincoln?
I did, yes.
Didn't you think it was amazing?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought Daniel Day-Lewis did a great job.
Yeah, he just burned up the screen. I think he's a terrific actor. He hasn't been in anything recently. I think, Gangs of New York was the latest thing he was in.
Well, he did, what was it that he won an Oscar for? There Will Be Blood or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Was that? I guess that was after Lincoln, wasn't it?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Yeah, that one he just ignited the screen as well.
Yep.
He's a great actor, mm-hmm. Probably the best of his generation. In 1873, the Kennel Club was founded, the oldest and first original registry of purebred dogs in the world. I actually went to the Westminster Dog Show a couple of years ago, and there was a movie about it, a satire called, I think, Best in Class. Which you think it's a satire, and it's not. It's a documentary, I promise you. You can't believe people fluffing their dogs and people looking just like their dogs. It's an amazing thing to do once, I think. In 1887, Susan M. Salter was the first female mayor in the United States in Argonia, Kansas. You go, girl. The peace symbol. Do you know what CND means? It's a Council for Nuclear Disarmament. Peace symbol the first time. Beatles in 1864. So it's a great day in history. There you go. First artificial heart implanted. The World Trade Center was officially opened in 1973. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. There are so many events that occurred on this day, and I didn't want to give them short shrift. This was the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968, and a year before that, to the day, he delivered his Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break Silence speech in New York City's Riverside Church. So, I mean, it's, I had forgotten that it was this time of year. This was also the day that there was the first artificial heart was implanted. I mentioned the World Trade Center. So it's a day that's sort of covered with some kind of sad overtone. I mean, we had a president died in office, and after over a month, World Trade Center, which at the time didn't seem particularly tragic, but I don't think you can mention World Trade Center these days without feeling a sadness. An artificial heart, I suppose, is good, except it means that somebody needed one. But the assassination of Martin Luther King, I think, is really one of the things that, I suppose it is appropriate to celebrate somebody's birth rather than their death. But I think if we're talking about social progress, part of what we need to talk about is the problems that we have rather than the... I don't know. I remember it. I remember the people pointing. This is also the day, believe it or not, that Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded a partnership in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which was heretofore known as Microsoft. And on this day in 1984, Ronald Reagan called for a new national ban on chemical weapons. So it's a day that, I mean, you'd think, well, why this particular day? But it's one of the reasons I really like doing the day in history, in that it just sort of seems to me that there... It's not that I believe in astrology, but it does seem to me that history kind of has ebbs and flows, and that there are meaningful days, and there are days that are probably not as meaningful. But there we go. Alrighty, so I thought part of what we would do today is, I think it's appropriate when we're talking about Martin Luther King, because he did the famous I Have a Dream speech. He didn't do it on this day, but this is the day that his voice was silenced, his human voice was silenced. His voice, as recorded, will resonate throughout history, and so was never silenced. So I thought we'd talk about dreams that people have that they have not yet accomplished but would like to do. Manny, you have anything? Now, this is not necessarily a job, although it could be, but something that, and it's not exactly bucket list. It's kind of a dream that you have that you'd really like to do. So it can be a little impractical.
I would say buy a house, because I don't own house right now.
Well, I think that's a reasonable dream.
Sure.
So are you collecting money for a down payment? If there was ever a time, the mortgage rates are so low right now, especially for first-time homeowners.
Yeah.
Do you have a down payment?
Getting there.
And, I'll tell you, the best advice I can give you is when someone gave me, they said, this may be your first house, but it won't be your last. So don't look for perfection. Just look for something you can afford, which may be a fixer-upper, and just start someplace. Mm-hmm. So I would pass that notion on to you. Just even if you have to scrimp a little bit, even if you have to do homemade coffee rather than Starbucks, that putting and I think as a first-time homeowner, you can do as little as 10% in a lot of places. I'm supportive of you. You can hear. I'll come and help you find a place. I think it's a great dream to have. Mine is probably to do some acting, which I did as a young woman and as a young kid. I did it all the way through school and have done a little bit. But it's one of the few things in my life that I really miss that I'd really like to do. I mean, there's some travel stuff that I'd like to do. I'd like to hit the Greek Isles. But those are kind of manageable and kind of within my reach. So I don't really view those as dreams. It's just a matter of kind of getting my act together and deciding it's really something I want to do and getting it organized. But the acting, obviously, is going to require other people's support and intervention. And every once in a while, somebody comes up and says, have you ever thought of doing a one-woman show? I think, I don't know how I'd do that. So I think I'd rather be part of an ensemble than a one-woman show. So, all right, let's see what other people's dreams that they have not yet accomplished.
Tracy says, finish my house.
Well, that seems to be within the realms of possibility. I don't know what still needs to be done, but sometimes just making a list. The things like where you live can just feel overwhelming, that because you're there every day, and just making a list of things that you can do and things that you probably need to hire someone to do. And if you do them consecutively that sometimes hiring somebody can speed you along on your way of getting stuff done. I mean, obviously you can do things like painting, but things like wiring and plumbing often require somebody else, especially to code. So if you get somebody to do the one set of things, then it can kind of push you along to get the other. I agree. Living in a place that's not quite done is not much fun.
Becky says, publish a book.
Good for you. And self-publishing has never been easier. If you want to find a publisher who will do it for you, you know, that's getting to be, as someone said, a less and less likely. Or it's not so much it's less and less likely. It's just not very lucrative anymore. But it never was. Apparently, the average advance on books, and this was about 10 years ago when publishing was a lot healthier than it is now, was $600. And you have to remember that includes things like James Patterson and you know, all the big guys who get, you know, $1 million or $10 million advance. So writing a book has never been particularly lucrative, but good for you. Do it. And self-publishing, if that'll work for you, is more and more possible. You know, put a chapter up on the internet and see if people will buy the next chapter.
Francis says a visit to is it Assitigi Island?
How do you spell it?
Assitigue.
A-S-I-T...
I-G-U-E.
I think they probably mean maybe Antigua. I don't know. I think there may be a typo in there.
And then also...
I don't know.
Francis also says Niagara Falls. She says, my dreams are very modest.
There you go. I'll have to, as you know, geography is not my strong suit. Antigua is probably what I would have assumed, but that I'll check it. But Niagara Falls is certainly doable. There you go. Of course, I don't know where you live. If you live in Tierra del Fuego, it's probably a little less likely. But Niagara Falls, the falls are great. The city around it is a little bit disappointing, but the falls themselves are fantastic.
Alan says going to Europe.
Absolutely a possibility. I think that, what was it, that Brazil, of course, Brazil is not Europe, Brazil is South America, but people are doing less and less travel these days just because of the issue about airports and terrorism and security and stuff like that, so you can very likely get a great deal. Pick a country. See if you can take the whole summer off and just wander around, get a Euro pass, and off you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Merle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Joy. I was just wondering, do you find that people have less close friends as they get older?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm finding that people are doing really strange things in my life that used to be very close to me, and I can't have them close anymore, and I'm...
Okay, like, let me say a couple things about it. Let me get a little information about you first, Merle. How old are you?
50.
Okay. Interesting enough, we're going to actually... I'm doing an interview with, I think tomorrow... I think it will be next week. There's a documentary called Shepherd in Dark, which is about Sam Shepherd and his 40 or almost 50 year relationship with his friend and how the relationship sort of falls apart. So I tell you that so you can sort of keep an eye out for it and be comforted about it. And we're going to be talking about it on the program about, first of all, how friendships come to be. How they're maintained and why they fall apart and why exactly, as you say, the older you get. I think there's also kind of a bimodal curve, if you will, that I think friendships when we're very young especially if you're women, tend to be pretty intense and relatively easy just because we have a lot in common. You know, when you're 13 years old, your best friend is basically in class with you, is worried about the same things you're worried about, which is boys and biology and parents and getting to school on time and whether you're ever going to get breasts and things like that. So, and you don't really have much of an intact personality structure. I mean, you have personality characteristics, traits. So one of you may be a little more outgoing and one may be a little bit more of a follower than a leader and one may have a better sense of humor and one may be more athletic. But you have so much in common that it's easy to be best friends, to feel that you are really each other's reflection. And then during adolescence, because again, it's kind of you against the world, that it's easy to have a friend, and she may or may not be just like you, but because of the things that have started, you know, when you're 13 or 14, it's relatively easy. Then as a young parent, quite often, again, you have, your friends are quite often people who have similar lifestyle. So they may, if you're married, your best friend may also be married. If you have kids, your best friend may also have kids. And there's certainly some exceptions to that, that if you've had friends before, that you may have a single friend while you're married. But, I mean, again, it's usually if it's been carried forward. And then as we get older and some of the divisions in our life happen where we get, for example, I think it's very hard if you've been friends as a couple with another couple and one of you gets divorced, that quite often, and if both of you get divorced, quite often the friendships breaks down, or if one stays married and the other doesn't. So the changes in our life can move against friendship. I think that at the end of our lives, quite often those friendships, if people survive, are reunited and reignited because, for the same reason that they were at the beginning, is we have more in common, that there are less distractions. But yeah, let's look, so yes, in answer to your question, I think that friendships, especially close friendships, are harder to maintain over geographical distances, emotional differences, and changes in lifestyle. But let's look at specifically some of the friendships that you have that are falling apart. Because if it's more than one, there may be some other factors that we need to look at. So can you give me an example, a couple of examples?
Well, one of my friends recently, I got a timeshare with her when we went on vacation. And as soon as we got home, she stopped paying her payments. And I couldn't reach her. I thought maybe something terrible happened to her. I couldn't reach her. She wasn't answering my calls. She wasn't answering my texts. She wasn't paying the timeshare bill. So I finally got her through Facebook, through her boyfriend. And maybe 4 months later, she explained to me that her dad was on his deathbed for months, and her mother would call and say, hurry, he's going to, you know, this is his last week. And she was basically having a really difficult time at that point.
So did she end up paying for the timeshare?
Well, she found out through Facebook that I was going to be in her area because she lives in a different state than I am. She asked if she could take me out to dinner. She took me out to a nice dinner for my 50th birthday. And then she said she would take over all the payments until she got caught up. And then as soon as I got home, within a month, I was receiving calls from the timeshare company that no payments had been made. And once again, I can't reach her.
Yeah.
She won't answer my calls. She won't answer my
Well, line. My guess is that,
really?
there's something else going on here. And so let's look at that one, because it's a very helpful and illuminating kind of example. My guess is that she's got financial problems. And
yes,
that she's embarrassed to talk with you about it. So, and if you say, if she says to you, look, you know, I'm supporting my boyfriend, or he borrowed money from me, or I made a stock investment, or I lost my job, or just, you know, I'm living a lifestyle that I... Go ahead.
It's funny you should say that, because I finally got her boyfriend ended up calling me, and I explained to him, because he knew something was wrong, with that she was upset. So he asked if there was something going on between the two of us, and I said, yes, she hasn't paid her share, and it's putting me in this big financial bind, and, you know, now it's going to affect my credit score. And he said, well, I gave her money for that. And I said, oh, she told me she's paid all the bills for the 2 years you guys have been together. And he said, she's never paid one bill. I've paid for everything.
Okay, so exactly, we know that something that there's something going on financially that's really embarrassing to her. There may also be some other issue, because if there's huge amounts of money that are unaccounted for, we're talking about gambling. We're talking about some kind of addiction, right? We're talking about something that is compulsive and out of control. Whether it could be gambling, could be drugs, could be shopping, could be her father. And unfortunately, she doesn't feel that she's close enough to you, or it sounds like even her boyfriend, that she has this kind of tissue of lies. So I think it's less friendship, and I guess maybe that's one of the points, is to look and see, okay, I feel that this person is letting me down, and that's not what friends do. But it sounds to me she's got a much larger issue here than the fact that she's not paying on the timeshare. That there's something fundamentally wrong here. And I guess I think you have three options at this moment. You can wait it out. You can get in touch with her, not so much about the money she owes for the timeshare, but of saying, it sounds to me that there's some major problem here. And I would like to think that if I had a major problem, I could come to you and you would listen. And I want you to know that whatever it is, I'm here to listen to you. Because it's and the third, I suppose, is that you could just dump her as a friend.
Another one is I recently took a friend to another friend's cottage, and when her husband had dropped her off at my hotel room, and she flew back with me to go to this cottage, and she announces at the cottage with other people around that she was going to invite her husband into my hotel room, and we were going to have a threesome. And I sat there, I almost fell off my chair.
Well, I think if you said something, she'd probably say she was only kidding.
Oh, no. No, she wasn't kidding.
She wasn't kidding?
So she kept talking about it. She elaborated on it. And I was just sitting there with my jaw on the floor going, I have no desire to ever be with your husband or in a threesome for that matter.
Well, did you ask her about it afterward? Did you say what's going on here?
A lot of weird stuff went on that weekend, so that was just one of them. But
well, what else went on that was weird?
Oh, you know, both of my friends thought that my friend that owned the cottage was trying to hit on them, and we're dating, and then they both agreed that they misread him, and the other friend tends to tell lies, little lies all the time, and I'm like, I've known you since second grade. Why would you lie to me? You know I don't judge people.
So, let me ask you a question. Because it seems to me that these situations do have something in common. Are you more successful than most of your friends?
I am a single mom who kind of went through hell with the whole single mom thing. More successful, people could probably envy my life in certain ways.
In what ways would they envy your life?
I have a beautiful home, maybe my career, you know.
Honey, look, I think part of what you have to do is be a little less self-effacing and look in the mirror a little more carefully, because I think what these situations have in common is somebody, in both situations, of people feeling subtly and maybe not so subtly intimidated by you, feeling both a little competitive, but competitive and they lose, and therefore they're sort of trying to either keep up a facade so that you'll like them better, because they feel that they can't really compete with you successfully, that they're not your equal, or that they're trying to... I think it's more that, because neither of them sound vicious. Both of them sound more...
they're not vicious.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound that they're vicious. I think that they... Look, part of friendship, and it's a complicated issue, isn't it, that we really care enormously about our friends. We feel that our friends are like us, but when they're more successful than we are, there can be that little pinch that says, how come she's got it and I don't? Part of the dark side of friendship is that because we pick people who are like us, when they are more successful than we are, that there can be some envy involved.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thank you, Jacob. It's nice to know that he'll sort of come in even when it's not his day and kind of make sure that we get the program director notion all done. So let's see what people, folks, don't forget, or don't worry, we're going to go back to your dreams momentarily, so don't worry about it, all right? So let's hear what program director people's ideas are.
This one is from Chad, and Chad says, Dr. Joy, I'd like you to talk about how to manage one's need to feel self-important from becoming one's belief of one's superiority and then possibly saying or acting in a harmful manner towards others.
Can you read that for me? I got a little lost in that one. Lay it on me again.
How do you manage one's need to feel self-important from becoming a one's belief of one's superiority and then possibly saying or acting in a harmful manner towards others?
Okay. Now, if I get this correctly, it's saying, how do I balance self-esteem and arrogance? Does that seem sort of vaguely?
Yeah, it seems like that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, basically, standing up for yourself doesn't mean you have to stand on somebody else's toes. And it, as a metaphor, I guess that's my drop-off point, that you can... First of all, let's talk about feeling okay about yourself. Presumably, that's based on reality, that you know what your strengths are, especially, I don't know how old you are, but hopefully it's one of the things that we learn as we get a little bit older, of where our strengths are and where our weaknesses are. And our strengths are our kind of diving platform for exploring other avenues, other worlds, other people, other ideas, because we feel that we can always go back to that stable place, that the sense that we are really a logical thinker, or that we are punctual, or that we are kind a little iffier, but that we do the right thing. So you can hear, and all those terms are a little bit wobblier than I would like, but that we're aware of where our strengths are and where our weaknesses are. My joke on myself is I would be the queen of Trivial Pursuit except for geography, which is saying that, you know, that I know some things really well and some things I'm not very good at. And hopefully one of the things that's not necessarily my badge of courage of saying, look, I'm really smart except for this one area, that what I do is hold that up to remind myself that it's an area that I really need to practice a bit more, and I do. I got a jigsaw puzzle that had all the states in it so I could sort of try and remember spatial adjustment. Every once in a while when I can't sleep, I'll try and list all the states in alphabetical order and try and figure out where they are. So it's something that I'm working on. It's obviously not my strong suit. It's not what I'm very good at. But it's something that I'm saying, okay, well, I don't know how to do this, but I can learn. It's information that I can sort of find for myself. So I think, first of all, self-knowledge of just knowing what you're good at and what you're not good at. And if we're young enough, one of the things that we tend to do is we tend to confuse what we're good at with what everybody else is good at. We assume that if we're good at it, everybody is, which is not necessarily true. And what we're not good at, everybody else is good at. So we quite often get it completely backward. The thing to do is to know as we get older, and those things may change, what we're really good at. And use that as a stable basis for exploring, as I said, things that we don't know anything about, which by definition means we're not going to be very good at to begin with because it's unfamiliar. And also things that we know that we're not very good at so we can learn to be better at them. So the point is that our lives are kind of works in progress for all of us. Now, the second part is the competitive part of, well, how do I measure up against other people? And we live in a society where that's inherent. We live in a capitalist society, which is competitive, which tries to convince you that what you're good at may not be important, and what you're not very good at, if you buy this product, you'll be better at it, and people will like you better and love you more. But that our strengths don't have to be aggressively marketed, right? As long as we know that they're there. And our weaknesses can be worked on so they don't have to be hidden. And I think that kind of, I guess, read the sentence to me, or the question to me one more time, because it seemed to me that I'm missing something about that question. Are you going to read it to me one more time?
Sure.
Okay.
I had to uncheck it from the list.
Sorry.
Yes,
I'm very serious about saying, yeah, that's not Manny's fault, that's mine. Look, if we've used it, dump it. We don't want to ever repeat anything, so that's my fault. Go ahead.
how do you manage one's need to feel self-important from becoming one's belief of one's superiority and then possibly saying or acting in a harmful manner towards others.
Okay. All right. So I missed the one sort of connecting, and I knew I'd done it, which is know what your strengths are. It doesn't have to be a competition. You don't have to market it to other people. But the middle thing is superiority. And the answer is to challenge yourself, to put yourself in situations where you think there may be people who are smarter than you are, who know more. And I got to tell you, everybody knows something you don't know. Now, it may not be the areas of your strength, but if you begin on the assumption that everybody knows something you don't know, you're much more likely to listen to people, you're much more likely to ask them questions, you're much more likely to be interested in what they can teach you as opposed to showing what you already know. All right? So if you treat knowledge as kind of that you're painting a painting, and you have really several colors, and they're really good colors, and you've got a lot of them. But in order to make your painting really outstanding, you're going to need some other colors. And the question is, where do you get the other colors, or do you just rely on the colors you have? Well, it depends how artistic you are, I suppose, or where you are at whatever stage in your artistic life. I think for most of us, what we'd like to do is have those options. And the way to have the options is take a class, ask a question, which are the same thing, really. Understand that somebody, even if you know something, somebody may know more about it or may know it from a different perspective. So continue to be curious rather than competitive. And understand that if you can be quietly proud of your strengths, which is, I mean, some people are, some people aren't, and realistically evaluate from time to time what you know and what you don't know. But I think the answer really to your question, if I really sort of absorb the totality of it, which is not easy, is to understand that the clue to all this is other people. So if you can be quietly confident in your own strength, then you don't have to feel superior to anybody because it's not a competition, and you won't be unpleasant to other people because you're not going to be lording what you know over them. You're going to be trying to find out from them what they know that you don't. And not in a judgmental factor, but just in a curious factor. And so, you know, if you treat your whole life as, you know, you just start knowing something, but there's always more to know. And the question is, where do you start and which direction do you go? But there's always more to know. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.